And keeping your eyes closed, allow that part of you that is now activated by these images and the words of the Star Mothers. Allow that focus to continue to drop inside of yourself, giving that place and that space for new awakenings, for new beginnings, for the love of the Divine Source, for our star parents who care for us so deeply. Feel that love, be that love, celebrate, play, live, laugh, transition, awaken, reawaken. We are here for that. We were born for this. We were born to be sacred and honored. We were born to share this time on Earth with this star family in the light and the beauty and the hope and the love of what's to come as each one continues their journey on the path of awakening.
Ah, so it is good day to you. We are here with you in love and joy as you radiate the essence of the Lemurian codes that you now have in your cells for healing. As you understand, dearest beings of light, there are tools for you to use and encompass everywhere, everywhere. And these tools have been placed here by enlightened beings such as yourself, as Dr. Amber and Monica and Gary in the bookstore and each of us. These tools are for your enlightenment so you can reach the next level of your life. Huh? How does that feel to be within the next level of your life? Know that these tools may come from very unexpected ways. They may come from the person sitting next to you as they push one of your buttons and you think, oh, what was that about? Or they may come from someone that is totally unrelated. We have to tell you a little story about a tool that the vessel Merlin had many years ago in Missouri in a gas station. That is a gasoline station. A get and go is what they call them there. And it was dark, maybe twilight, 7 o'clock at night, in the middle of a city. Well, it was the Ozarks, so the city was not that big. And she stepped out of her car to get her gasoline, and she looked down, and for the first time in her life, she saw a tarantula. Now, she had seen them in pictures and in the zoo, but they are not common to Missouri at all. So she looked at this tarantula, which was 1 foot in front of her foot, and thought, well, what a wondrous creature to be, and was very grateful she didn't accidentally step on this being. And she thought, I wonder what the lesson is there. Be careful where you step. Huh? Pay attention. Huh? You see, there are messages everywhere. Everything in your life is a tool for your enlightenment. She watched the tarantula, thinking, we wonder what Stephen Farmer, the person who writes the books about power animals, or what Ted Andrews would have to say about tarantulas. And then she watches the tarantula walk across the parking lot, closer to the little get and go store, yes? And she saw a little boy and his mother jump out of the truck that had, what are they called, antlers and a gun shelf in the back, thinking, oh, now this is typical Ozarks, huh? Hunters. Huh? And the little boy was about 8 years old. The mother went on in the store. The little boy, the tarantula, walked directly up to the little boy. And the little boy looked at the tarantula, raised his foot to stomp on it, because that is what he had been taught. Yes? And the vessel Marilyn, inside of her mind, said, stop. And the little boy, to her surprise, looked up as though he heard her say, stop. She did not say it with her mouth. And this little boy looked at the vessel Marilyn, eyeball to eyeball. They were 20, 30 feet away from each other. And the vessel Marilyn said, that creature is just like you, just has more legs and hair. That creature is living and maybe on his way to his family, or maybe just passing the parking lot to teach us something, to let him pass safely, because all creatures of this planet are gifted creatures for us and for them. All creatures have a message for us. His message is for you to allow him to pass in safety. And the little boy looked at the vessel Marilyn, still with his foot in the air. And then he put his foot down aside and knelt down and looked at the tarantula. Now, the tarantula was as big as the child's hand, at least. And he looked at him, and the vessel Marilyn heard, go on, go home to your family. In that moment, that little boy's life was changed. Yes? Everything is a tool. So how many tools are you experiencing today? You've got the Dr. Amber's amazing Lemurian codes. You've got Cryon. You've got the messages of Lee. You've got the messages of Monica. You've got stones to help you learn around your neck. You've got everything that you need right here in front of you. And yet sometimes you think, what is this happening here? And you think negative things about yourself. Stop it. Just stop it. All of that is the old story. And know that everywhere you look is something for you to learn from. Everywhere. We asked our vessel Marilyn to pick a card, manifesting your mastery. It is an affirmation of what you are. It is a lesson for you to remember that that is why you are here. So when you think less of that, change your bracelet. And if you don't know what that means, go ask the Joy and she will tell you. Huh? When you think those things that is like, how can this possibly be happening to me? You created some of it so you can learn. Just as the vessel Marilyn created somehow a tarantula to affect a little child's life. Now, do you know what the vessel Marilyn's lesson was from that tarantula? Well, one thing is the tarantula means transformation. And she reached a new level in her work. Or as we call it, her plerk. Play plus work equals plerk. She also realized that she could speak to someone consciously inside of her mind and telepathically they would hear her. So she practiced that skill. And the tarantula is also a spider, yes? weaving the story of life around their life. So you see, it is all a tool, just as this is. This is who you are. Take a deep breath from manifesting your mastery. I radiate peace. As I feel my heart, I feel the essence of God. As I feel the essence of God, I feel the core of my being. As I feel the core of my being, I radiate peace. And feel wrapped in the aptitude and belief and acceptance of love. You see, that energy, as it comes through, is what you are here to radiate. Yes? You have been called upon by the eastern side of the United States and Iceland and Denmark and other countries and Bimini to radiate that peace, to remind others to not stomp on something that you are afraid of, but to learn from it. To not rebuke something that is different from you, but to learn from it. And ask, what are you putting out in your energy that is creating that vibration for others to respond in your presence in that way? You know that when you have the same situation coming up with the people around you, this person is doing that, and that person is doing the same thing, and you run into someone else, and they seem to be doing the same thing, and it may not be so much fun for you. You are actually radiating that request, and you will continue to radiate that request for that input until you realize it. And then mystically, that transforms. And when it mystically transforms, you will find that the very people that might have been radiating something that was not so much fun begin radiating something different. For they are actually, on a subconscious level, responding to what you are requesting. So what are you requesting of those around you? Are you requesting creatures that you can indeed show your strength and stomp upon? Or are you requesting the essence of your core, love? Are you requesting the essence of your peace, joy? Are you requesting play? We believe that you are at this moment. Take a deep breath. And dearest beings of light, that will continue as long as you request it. Remember, your subconscious is just as loud as your conscious. Remember, your telepathic voice is just as loud as the voice that comes out of your mouth. So you, in turn, are learning from your environment. Congratulations. It is a powerful energy of love that you are indeed radiating in peace. We honor you. We love you. And we bid you to watch out for the tarantulas of the world. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Once again, the vessel Marilyn has introduced the words, the realization of things in front of you that might mean other things. If I would title this short message to you, I'll say back to basics. There are many who come upon the messages of Kryon. It's a channeled message. As soon as that is understood, there are those who will then turn it off. Because the training that you've had say that it is not accurate, or it's odd, or it's strange. Certainly not for me, they would say. Not for what I know, they would say. What is the reason, the basic reason, that these channels and these messages even exist? And the answer would be that which you've heard already this day. To realize something that has been unknown to you. To realize something, perhaps, that is different from what you thought. That things are not always as they seem is the message of the day. I present this to you yet again. This basics is this. What if you've missed something? Perhaps you call yourself aware or spiritual in whatever way or level of awareness and spirituality that you are. There is the idea that you know what you're doing. Has it ever occurred to you that what you know is what others have told you about what you're doing? And we've said it before, whether it's the path you took as a child, what your parents told you, which of course you believe, it would be a betrayal not to. Moving into those who would wear the correct outfits and be in the right buildings and have the right meetings to tell you more about your spirituality as you listen. But that's what you believe. Is it possible that there's more? Is it possible that through all of this, you realize that what you have gleaned are hundreds and hundreds of years old? And you would say, well, that is written. It's written in Scripture, and it's the same today as it was then. What if I told you that the love is the same today as then, and God is the same today as then? But what if I told you that the core information, you might have missed it? The channeling is for that. It reveals something, and in the revelation of it, it asks you, does this make sense? And the revelation, yet again, is magnificent. And it does not fight with the things that you felt of the love of God. It does not rewrite anything that you might have known about how the compassion of God loves you. Instead, it expands the horizon of truth. It may indeed fight with what you've been told are the rules or the doctrines. And then you will realize those rules and doctrines are from men. And some will say, well, that is what I believe, and turn off the message. And at this juncture, others will say, what are the core truths? Tell me, what have I missed? And this is the one who is ready for realization. And here's what you missed. Dear human being, your soul on this planet is on purpose. Dear human being, you were born magnificent, not dirty. The logic of the love of God is the proof of this. God does not put you on this planet with free choice and then immediately judge you for your choice. God does not put you here and then, like some kind of a dysfunctional father, punish you forever, you and your children, if you do something that is inappropriate according to the rules of men. Instead, God loves you so much that you should feel it every moment of every day and understand that the love then manifests itself in ways no one has told you. That the magnificence that you have is so grand and so great that it goes right into the gifts and the tools that have always been there. Don't let anyone tell you that because of your age, you therefore should have a certain disease. And yet you bought into that as well. What is the core truth? Again, you're not here by accident. You're here to survive in a beautiful way that has compassion and love and understanding, where you celebrate the magnificence that you are. A basic truth that is now being revised again. Revised from that which is an angry, judgmental God into one who loves you so dearly, that sees you as magnificent. Every soul is magnificent. Every soul has the free choice to see it. Did you know? Back to that, which is the age that you are, that if you do nothing, your body will simply age itself. It's a default setting, dear ones. But if that consciousness of magnificence starts to talk to it, starts to intervene with it, starts to tell it about its vitality and its youth and its cleanliness, that you can see it as those around you age more and you do not. And you'll understand you missed that too. A core truth that says not only are you magnificent, but you can control things you were told you couldn't control. Where does that end? And the answer is it doesn't. There are so many core truths that are so big that you've either lost or did not want to look at. And this is the reason we channel. To come back in this way and start giving you the core information, which is uplifting and beautiful, is the reason for channeling. It's not to frighten anyone or give them bad news or tell them they must do this or that. It's to instead enlighten them and say, listen to this. It either makes sense or it does not. God knows your name. And you are beautiful in the eyes of God, made in the image of love, that is God. Perhaps it's time to rewrite what you think with free choice, to take advantage of something that is so big and so grand and so great. And if you have that awareness, and it strikes you eventually, you'll say, things are perhaps not always as they seem. That's why we're here. This is a basic message that perhaps you needed to hear yet again. Not to give you metaphysical information that will startle and surprise, that's odd and strange and unbelievable, but instead to tell you God is bigger than you think. God sings your name in light, old soul, because you are the essence of love on the planet. Made for this reason, And in this new time, you are needed to see it, if you choose to, for your compassionate nature will start to change things around you. And it will be the beginning of a new earth, a peaceful earth. That's what these times are for. It begins now. How long it will continue to improve will be how fast you do this and how much you believe in this channeling. Think on these things. Is it possible that you've missed some things that are core information and beautiful and true? And that should make more sense than anything you've been told. And so it is.